What is up, guys? This is your boy Raekwon Hardy here, back for another video today, guys. Be sure to go ahead and like my channel, subscribe to my page, and hit that notification bell because I have videos like these coming every single week. Today, guys, I want to start a new series that has been on my hearts for weeks, even months now, on bringing the word into my business channel. A lot of you guys may know, I've mentioned it in some of my other videos, that I am a faith believer, and I have accepted Jesus Christ into my life as my Lord and Savior, of course, as well as being an entrepreneur. And I use a lot of the biblical principles within my business, and I want to come and share with you guys on this channel more, and from this day forward, moving and doing content, putting, you know, God's word into effect to not only help you with your business, but help you in school, help you in your relationships, help you in your personal walk, and maybe some of the topics that we're talking about can be of value for you. All right, so to get this bad boy started, what you guys want to go ahead and do is you want to go and definitely grab your Bible. So go ahead and pause this video really, really, really quickly. Grab your scripture, grab your word, grab your Bible app, or your physical Bible. One of the guys that I watch on YouTube, he says those who have a physical Bible get in the fast line for heaven, because everyone has the Bible apps nowadays. But it's just a little joke. It's not too serious, but definitely want to get yourself a physical Bible or just write these scriptures down as we're going along. And I want to talk about something that I saw from, you know, Eric Thomas, is the power of intimacy. And I really want to dive into that subject and talk about why it's important to be intimate with God and always be quoting God's word back to him, especially in your life. You know, there are going to be times when you're down. There are going to be times when you're going to have obstacles that just seem impossible to get over. And one thing that can be a great booster for you is quoting God's scripture back to him. See, this is a key point that a lot of people don't know, but God loves when we reiterate his word that he said and predestined to be written down in time. He loves when we quote back what he said he was going to do back to him, because God is a God that doesn't fail, and he definitely is a God that doesn't upset, and there's no way God's going to speak something into your life, speak something and predestine something for you and not supply, right? But just to remind him, because even though he's a God that doesn't need reminding, he just loves the fact that as his children, that we're reminding him of the facts of what he said. And this is how you could become intimate with God. And I want to bring up today with the story of Genesis chapter 18. And this is when Abraham went into prayer, and he talked with God about the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, this is a very common story in the Bible. Of course, you guys who are Christians and have heard this story, you know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. But for a lot of people who haven't, we're going to go over it just a little bit, and we're going to break down some of the main key points of this story and how you can take, I want you guys to pay attention as we're reading here and take heed to what Abraham and the operations of how he's talking to God. And this is going to be very, very powerful for us as well. Okay, so let's go right here and start from Genesis chapter 18, verses 20. All right, Genesis chapter 18, verses 20. And it says, "Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. When Abraham approached him and said, 'Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the righteous with the wicked, Lord, treating the righteous as the wicked alike. Far it be from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?'" A lot of people, this verse right here, verse 22, right? This verse right here, let me see if I can highlight it. There we go. This verse right here, verse 22 in chapter 18, this is a powerful, powerful, powerful verse that a lot of people don't understand, because Abraham knows that God is a God who is not going to destroy his righteous people with those who are unrighteous and living in a sinful, wicked life, right? And Abraham knows that there are righteous people within the city of Sodom. So why would God destroy the entire city, including his people, and let perish happen to his people, all because of the sin of a few? So this is very, very important, because Abraham knows God's word. He knows that God will always spare for his people, right? God's wrath will be spared towards his people. And Abraham knows this already, right? And so he's really, really taking this scripture to reiterate to God of who he is and what he promised to do and promised to be, right? And so let's say you're going through a financial crisis, right? See, the Bible says that God already knows our wants and needs even before we go to him and pray, right? And he wants to give us our heart's desires. So we have to realize that in financial situations, hardships, and even health situations and hardships during a COVID-19 pandemic that we're going through currently, God is still with you, right? And you should know that God is still with you, and remind God that you know he is with you. See, God always loves to be reminded that we know that he is with us, because he doesn't need to be reminded that he's with us, but he wants to be reassured that we understand that he is with us in always, in all times, and through all situations. And Abraham did an excellent job, as he should have, in this verse, reiterating to God that, hey, listen, God, it is not like you to go and turn away the righteous with the wicked. This is not of your word. This is not of the God that I serve. This is far from you for you to do such a thing. And the Lord said, if I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake. So God is saying, okay, my son, your wish is for me to spare this city. If you could find 50 people, I'll spare the entire city. Right? Because God understands the heart of Abraham. He understands that Abraham is crying out to him, begging him, pleading him, Lord, do not destroy the city, for your righteous people are within. Then Abraham spoke up and said, now that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes, what if the number of righteous people is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city for the lack of 5? And the Lord said, if I find 45 there, he said, I will not destroy it. See, Abraham says something very, very key here as well. He says, even though I am bold enough to speak to the Lord and request such a high demand request, I still know that I am no greater than my Lord. I am nothing but dust and ashes. Right? I am nothing but dust and ashes. So this is very, very cool, because Abraham, even though he has a very, very high faith in the Lord, he still does not act if he is greater than his master here, right? In what ways in your life are you feeling like you're acting greater than your master? Are you jumping ahead of the gun because you want to get married? Are you jumping ahead of the gun because you want that business to launch right now? Are you jumping ahead of the gun because you want that promotion in your job? Are you jumping ahead of the gun because you're trying to make this relationship work even when it's not destined to be? What are some things that you're doing that is making you act greater than your Lord? Right? The Bible says not one man has righteousness. So we are sinners. We are in this world born sinners, shaped up in iniquity. What does that say for you? What are some things right now that you are operating and doing that is positioning your life in a way that you're always on crutches, that you're always finding one pitfall after another, that you're always finding yourself in one hardship after another? What are some things that are constantly becoming roadblocks for you? And I want you to take those problems and take those situations to God, to your master, to your Lord, and ask him, Lord, help me, guide me, give me wisdom and give me strength, not to take the pain away, but the strength to fight through and press on. See, God never said in this lifetime that we would never have hardships, that we would never have pain, that we would never have misery, that we would never have agony, but he said that he will supply his Holy Spirit to guide us in each and every situation. So, my friend, it's time for you to go back to the drawing board. It's time for you to go back to the Holy Spirit and get the guidance that you need to make the decisions to go forth in the path that God has called you to go into. All right. Hope you got some value out of today's video. Be sure to go ahead and thumbs up this video if you got any value. Subscribe to my channel and turn your post notifications on because we have videos like these coming every single week. This is your boy, Raekwon Hardy, signing out for another video, and I will see you guys for the next one. Peace.